proclamation number 4959 dated the August 31st th 1950. Suffering proves God's love. Fire of purification. Accept every burden of life and know that it is necessary in order for you to deliver yourselves from every impediment which is still encumbering your soul. One day you shall freely and without hindrance dwell in spheres that are permeated by light. By that time your soul must have discarded every layer, or it will be unable to receive the abundance of light. Otherwise the light would meet with resistance which prevents it from entering the soul. What you have to endure on earth only makes it easier for the soul to detach itself from its oppressing shell, so that it can repel what is still tormenting it, what is still tying it down and thus keeping it enslaved. But the kingdom of the blissful spirits knows no impediments. This is why it can only accommodate the pure and holy spiritualized soul, which is free of all impurities that could prevent the permeation of light. The soul must have attained its original state again when, being light itself, it was divine and in intimate contact with the eternal deity, because it was part of it, a spark of the eternal light. All impurities must have been removed first. And that means that the soul must have experienced a fire of purification, which can be the result of intense suffering but also of profound love, but which is always successful. Hence you humans should not complain if you have to suffer. Instead, consider suffering as proof of God's love, who only ever has your soul's purification in mind in order to provide it with a blissful fate once it enters the spiritual kingdom. Then the soul will bless the suffering and with tremendous gratitude look back on earthly life which, through suffering, resulted in the state of being receptive to light and enabled it to stay close to God in blissful happiness. On earth it is incapable of appreciating the Father's great love and kindness and often rebels against its destiny. Submission, however, guarantees more of God's love, but more suffering also assures higher maturity of soul and life in spiritual spheres and eternal beatitude. Amen.